Hi there, Lucas. Lucas, thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it's still a fairly young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way, Lucas. How's your day going so far?
Well, it's going all right. Yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Lucas, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking right now right at your Facebook page. Now, you got a lot of photos on that Facebook page, and we certainly could promote your Facebook page. A lot of businesses do use kind of Facebook as their online presence. What I would want to do, though, here instead would be to link your Facebook page to like a .com website, a custom website. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. And for our younger companies, sometimes I can include a website at no additional cost. I'm actually requesting right now from my supervisor that we do include a website because it is a month-to-month service. And, you know, obviously we want you to see success right from the very beginning, and we do know that a lot of clients do want to look at a website. But like I said, we would attach your website right to, or your Facebook page, I should say, right to your website. That way, everything you've got already working for you is going to continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. And your website will be attached to that first page of Google and Bing, the other major search engine. There's also going to be a Yelp listing, of course, Apple Maps. There's the Facebook paid ads as well. So it's kind of a comprehensive package. You'll have the best of both worlds, of course, on Google and Bing. Someone's going to be actively typing in excavation contractor near me or grading, resloping, site preparation, maybe demolition, stump removal, and they'll find you. They'll find PLM services right there on that first page as one of their top options. So, of course, that means they'll see the website that we build for you. They'll see your Facebook page. They'll have all the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Not everyone will decide to call you. That's okay. You won't be, obviously, the only company that people will see. The people that do call you, though, are already making that informed, educated decision, that conscious choice to call you specifically after seeing your website and Facebook page. So it's usually a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And we do offer, like I said, the service on a month-to-month basis. We can easily do that 100-mile service area. We don't just draw a big circle around it. We can focus on specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, are you focusing solely on residential clients, or are you able to take on commercial work too?
Focusing mainly on residential, but I'm able to do commercial as well.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, and like I said, you'll also have paid Facebook ads too. So for someone who might not actively be looking for someone to call, but they know they've got a project in the back of their head, or maybe the kids are tripping over that stump in the front yard, and when they see your website when they're just scrolling through their Facebook page, they see your ads that will run on Facebook for you. They'll be able to pick up the phone and call you. Just another great way to reach out and have your website, your Facebook page seen by more people and get more phone calls. That's the whole point of it, right? Now, the Facebook ads are going to be included in the Platinum package, which I think is ideal for you, for your services, for that 100-mile radius. As a younger company, though, you do see a very significant savings off of the cost of that service. It's actually a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. So it is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is not an introductory rate, though. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because we know that while there are no long-term contracts, again, it's month to month, most of our clients do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. And, of course, your success is our success. Every month you keep the service, you're going to save that $300, and it's going to bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So, of course, you're not paying per lead. It's not a lead-based service. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Lucas, but at least on the surface, being that it is month-to-month and designed to get your phone ringing directly, I mean, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
You cut out. I didn't catch the last part, so I can switch.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, it's month to month. It's that fixed flat rate, that $299, and it is designed to get your phone ringing directly. Maybe give you the opportunity to scale back on paying for leads and just getting those calls straight to you. I'm sure that's what you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Just $300 a month right now is probably going to be out of my budget for the moment.
Well, I was wondering about the Angie leads that that Tara attached here, and I was kind of referring to that when I was mentioning paying for leads. I am familiar with that service. I know that you do pay for the lead. A handful of your competitors pay for the exact same lead, and whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. Is that a service that you're using currently? Have you even had it long enough to know if that service is working for you?
I have not. I just signed up for it yesterday.
You did? Okay. So that's kind of why I was asking about that, because when you're saying that the $299 a month might be stretching your budget a little bit, I'm always concerned when I see like Angie Leads or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those lead-based services. I mean, especially for your services, I wouldn't think that any of your leads would be cheaper than $50, $60 on the low end. If it said site preparation, it might be $150 on the high end. So, I mean, at $299, we're really only looking at the equivalent of about four or five leads, maybe. You might even spend $200, $300 a week with something like Angie's. And obviously, it's designed to get you jobs, too. But it is kind of hit or miss when you get the same lead that a couple of your competitors get. Most of the time, something like this, especially at that reduced rate and being that it's a fixed rate too, it's usually more affordable than paying for leads, and it is almost always more profitable. And first of all, you're going to reach more people than you would with the Angie's. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And if they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be covered there as well. And even for people that could use your services and find you on Facebook. Now, I do know that as a young company, your advertising dollars are not, you know, like growing on a tree in the backyard, and that is why the new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. The platinum package, and let me do this for you. I'm going to send you a link, and if you can, open it up, please. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And the link that I'm sending out to you is to the pricing page of that website. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. Certainly like to walk you through a couple of things there, especially the package that you'd be getting. You know, we have been doing this since 2004, so for almost 20 years now. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. We've, you know, had a very solid track record of putting and keeping businesses on the first page, and that's, of course, where most people make their buying decision. We are Google partners. Now, that link at the top says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Lucas, were you able to open that up?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, you are going to track your success, or at least be able to, right? You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting your phone number, and customers will call your number directly. Now, if they fill out the contact form on the website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, you can monitor your reviews, too, right from your tracking system. Wherever the reviews originate online, they might be on Google, Bing, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever they originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. We would even respond to your reviews for you if you wanted us to. We would do that at no additional cost. We've been around, like I said, since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely will be getting your phone ringing and keeping your phone ringing. We have to for you to be a satisfied client, but like I said, most of our clients do keep the service because it works. Below that blue tinted photo that has kind of an overview and outline of some of the things we do early on, it says Google Ads Partner. Right beneath that is a box that says Google Partner, very colorful Google G inside it. And you can, Lucas, click anywhere inside that box. It's not just copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. If it was, I mean, that would be a dead giveaway. But that's actually a clickable link. It goes directly to google.com/partner. It is our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And, of course, it goes to Google's website. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. That, Lucas, is going to make all the difference in the world for your success because Google does regularly make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, and, of course, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. Now, if you scroll or go back to the link I sent out to you where it says SEO packages, we'd be talking about the Platinum package, which I think is ideal for that 100 miles. If you were telling me, you know, you've got 5 crews, and I know it's pretty much just you. Your dad helps you out now and then, but it's pretty much just you. But if you were to tell me you've got 5 crews, you go 200 miles, we might be talking about some of those other packages on the right-hand side, but I think the Platinum package is ideal for you. Now, it is listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee, but what I said I would do would be to reduce the cost, cut it in half down to $299. I'm going to waive your setup fee altogether. I mean, you've got the Angies, and I do want to make it affordable. I know that, you know, we've got nothing at all to do with Angies, and I can't get any money back that you've already spent with them, but I can offset the cost on our end and, of course, do right by your company. Normally, I might, you know, take 20, 40, 50% off of the setup fee, but I want to just go ahead and waive that setup fee altogether, take another $299 off. So you'd be getting the entire service for $299 a month. It's almost like getting the entire month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's even much better than that because next month it does not go up to $599. In fact, like I said, no matter how long you keep the service, it would just be that $299. Now, a little bit earlier on, actually about 2 minutes ago, I did get a response back from my supervisor. You can see that Platinum package already comes with an optimized landing page, which is like a one-page website. Towards the beginning of this phone call, I requested from my supervisor to upgrade that to an optimized website, what you do see on the other packages on the right-hand side. That website or that My Site, it's a custom website. It's Google compliant and, of course, conversion-driven. Multiple pages, multiple tabs, what most consumers look at or look for. I did get a response back from my supervisor saying that I would be able to include that upgrade for the website. You know, it says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age when most people are going online looking for the services that they need. So, you know, he sees the value in having us invest in your growth, in your success. I mean, obviously the $299 with no setup fee and the website upgrade with the Facebook ads included, my company doesn't break even in that first month. I'm offering you the service below what it costs us to provide in that first month, looking kind of long-term, knowing that you're going to keep the service long-term. And as long as you keep the service for, you know, 2, 3, 4 months, you know, then it starts to make sense for us, too. The Facebook ads were not reduced. Although the $599 went all the way down to $299, the $100 of Facebook or Meta advertising that is part of that package, that was not reduced at all. And $100 of Facebook ads goes a very, very long way. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 equates to about 400 clicks in a month, every month, from someone who would see you on their Facebook page and have the opportunity, if they needed your services, to find your website and call you. So it's really going to work out for you, going to get your phone ringing. It may help you to scale back on the leads with Angies or even shut them off altogether. I've been doing this a long time. Actually, April 17th, was my 11-year anniversary. And I remember back before it was Angie's or Home Advisor, powered by Angie's. It was Home Advisor. Before that, it was Service Magic. And, of course, I've talked to business owners that use Thumbtack or CraftJack. Most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them, and even the clients that had experience and success, meaning they like their lead service, most of them do end up scaling back and keeping their leads paused more often or capping them at a lower amount. I think you would prefer to get calls directly to you and not kind of be in that bidding war that you find yourself in when you're paying for a shared lead. Now, if I can, you know, waive that setup fee altogether, upgrade to the custom website, still keep the Facebook ads in its entirety as part of that package, but reduce it down to $299. I mean, being that it's month to month, Lucas, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, kind of prove it to you and earn your business 1 month at a time?
You said with that package, it includes a $100 value of Facebook ads.
That's correct. That's the original amount of the $5.99 package, the $100 of Facebook ads. So I did cut the cost of the package down itself, but the $100 of Facebook ads is still included in its entirety. That's going to get your phone ringing and allow you to reach out to more people. So I definitely do want to keep that as part of the package, because obviously we want to earn your business. We want you to get the phone calls, get the jobs. We want you to keep the service because it's profitable. So I don't want to start taking away services just to make it affordable for you.
Gotcha. So with the Facebook ads, how would I confirm that those are actually going out? Is that something?
Yeah, that's perfect.
How is that something I can set up?
So everything gets set up, one of the very first things that we'll do is, it's called a client interview. We'll have one of our technicians talk to you about how you want your business branded. Of course, all the different services you want to be found for, the different places you want to be found, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that's what we use to build out the website and to create the Facebook ads. Everything is linked to your back office, to your tracking system, your client dashboard. So you'll see the ads before they run. You can also make changes or request that we make those changes for you, either to the Facebook ads or to the website. There is a website editor tool in the back office, the tracking system there. Your client dashboard does have that website editor tool, and some of our clients use it regularly. They love the fact that they can add a new photo or put in like a senior discount, military discount, or, you know, holiday special, or even make content changes to their website. Some of our clients love that. I would still say the vast majority of our clients want us to take care of everything for them, just make sure their phone is ringing. And any changes that you would want to do, we would do that at no additional cost. Not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, even updating of the website is included as well. And of course, like I said, you'll always have input on any changes, any content. You'll see the Facebook ads before they run. You'll be able to track your success with those Facebook ads. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website.
All right.
So when we get your phone ringing, is the number that you want them to call, the one that we're speaking on, is this going to be the business number?
Yeah, this is the cell phone for the business.
Perfect. Yeah, and it is a cell phone. You can receive a text message on there. Obviously, I sent you the link already. And like I said, most of the time, Lucas, you simply get calls directly to you. If someone does fill out that contact form on the website, you will get the text message. You'll also get an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on the website. People would be able to see that email too. If it's more of like a personal email, it could be hidden. No one would even need to see it. It would still be linked to that website. And of course, from time to time, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for PLM Services?
The email address is plmservices2022@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So pretty much the name of the business, ChrisLucas2022@gmail.com. So you can definitely put that email address right on your website. Oh, and Lucas, Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Phillips.
Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
Correct.
Okay. And then I did want to ask you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I do see an address on the Andrews, 6422 Horseshoe Bend Road. Your business, though, is service-based, right? Meaning that you really only go out to the customer. No one does come to you. There's not like a physical address, showroom, brick-and-mortar location that you would want your customers to see online?
No, there's not.
And that Horseshoe Bend Road address, is that your residence?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why now they put it on there.
You know, Angie's does that regularly, but Google definitely doesn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck, right? So they're only going to list your city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not that physical street address. And then, like I said, that platinum package is ideal for a 100-mile radius. And our client interview technician will really talk to you specifically about where you want to be found. You know, we can even exceed that 100 miles if there's a place that you know is going to be profitable for you to go. If there's a place 10, 20 miles away you know you don't want to go, then we don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. Like I said, we don't just draw a big circle around you. Now, assuming it is something you want to give a shot and try it out for at least a month, you know, the next step would be to schedule that client interview technician call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that I'd be required to do here, Mr. Phillips, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It would attach to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you would know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we're waiving your whole setup fee, reducing the cost down to $2.99 and still including the website and the Facebook ads, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Lucas, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
You keep cutting out real bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I mean, I can hear the background noise for you. It might be just the wind if you're outside. But what I was saying is that voice verification is required, and I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yep. Lucas, give me just a second here then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Phillips, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lucas, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
PLM Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Mr. Phillips, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lucas Phillips and the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Phillips, as the owner of PLM Services, Lucas, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Lucas, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, it says to get results as fast as possible, Lucas, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lucas, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Phillips, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies. Like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Lucas, that's fair enough, right? We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. Of course, customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service itself, waiving your setup fee altogether, and of course with my supervisor allowing me to do the website upgrade, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 30th of May, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Lucas, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the $100 of Facebook ads, is also included in that package at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Lucas, that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Lucas, you can even pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, the service, in fact, could be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Phillips, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lucas, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So you're saying if I needed to freeze the whole thing together, I could freeze it for, what, 3 weeks, and then I can call you, I'll turn it back on, and my spot comes back to where it was?
It could be, that's how it does work. It goes right back to where it was. And it wouldn't really move if it was only 3 weeks. And you can pause it for really as long as you need to. I mean, even if it's like paused seasonally, we usually set it in our system for 3 months, but you can extend it before those 3 months are up. Now, I did want to tell you that if it's on pause for more than 3 months or so, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling. You're going to keep on going. You might even pick up speed for a little bit. But if it's paused for more than 3 months, because we don't take anything down when it's paused, but we also don't make any updates when it's paused. Of course, we wouldn't be running the Facebook ads because those are budgeted for out of the $299. So if it's paused for more than 3 months, you'll slowly see your placement fall off the first page. It'll trickle down off the first page a little bit at a time. But then once we get everything back up and running, it just gets right back to where it was. But yeah, you can pause it really for as long as you like, and all you really have to do is let us know ahead of time. If you happen to, I used to work many, many years ago. I've been with the company for 11 years. Many, many years ago, I worked for almost a year in client support. So I do know the letter of the voice verification says to call us before your billing date. That's just to prevent the payment from happening. But I do know from working in client support, if you call us the day it bills or a couple of days after, you say, hey, I meant to call you before, we would reverse that payment, obviously. But we do want to just let you know if you call us ahead of time, we can just put everything on pause, and that can be done as often as you need it to be.
Okay.
So I'm pulling up that client interview calendar right now to schedule that follow-up call. And then for that initial payment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Just put on a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
In any middle initial or simply first and last?
First and last.
Okay, so Lucas Phillips on that card. Mr. Phillips, you said that was a Visa card. Lucas, that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4798.
Yes, sir.
5104.
Okay.
0285.
Yes, sir.
5668.
You cut out just a little bit. The last 4, please.
5668.
5668. Okay, gotcha. And then the expiration month and year?
0328.
03 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
293.
So I've got 293, 293 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. Lucas, was the card itself 4798? 5104-0285-5668.
Yes.
Does that bill at the 6422 Horseshoe Bend Road, 76087?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, excuse me, I'd be more than willing to give you that information now. A lot of times I just type something into my phone. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Now, Mr. Phillips, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day, or even that day if they receive it during the business hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Lucas, you will receive all of this information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there, okay? Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Lucas, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 25 or 30 minutes, gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I think it'd be a little tight to get you in at 10 o'clock. They usually like a little more advance notice. I just have to put in some notes as well. We could definitely do 11 o'clock or 12. 1 o'clock is available too. In the afternoon, there is a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Did you want something middle of the morning or middle of the day or towards the end of the day? What would work best for you for that half
2 o'clock hour? Available or just at a station?
2? No, set 2. Let's see, 2 is fine or... 3, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock is the one time that they take their lunch hour. So that's the one spot that's not available. yeah, we could do 1 o'clock or we could do 3 o'clock, but not that 2. The 1 we can push towards 1:30. That might work.
I'm going to have to do 3 o'clock then.
3? Okay. It's going to be scheduled. All right, that'll work out just fine. It's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have. If I am already on a call or in a meeting, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have all the notes. I did, though, want to add another little layer of added protection here for you, just a question and an answer, a level of security here to help make sure that we're speaking with you when someone calls us and that you're speaking with us when someone calls you. So if anyone calls us and tells us they are with PLM Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially about a week from now, Mr. Phillips, when your website is active and live and online. If you do start getting phone calls from anyone, maybe saying that they're Google or saying that they're local Splash, first of all, moving forward, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't get you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded. It was attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that it bills once a month on the 30th for exactly $2.99, and it will never be a penny more. So we do have that security question for your protection. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I just do city I was born in.
Okay. What is the answer?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth. Okay, I got it. Type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I did.
Good. Looks like so far you've only gotten the one that I want you to see, but the welcome email will be sent shortly. But the one that you've got already is the one that I was hoping you could look at. It says Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing in that platinum package, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Was that in the text message? I'm sorry.
Yeah, in the text there should be a link. It's going to say something like Local Splash Initial Invoice. Then it's going to say when you open it up, it's going to say please click here to accept the subscription terms.
This is why I need to agree to receive messages.
Text messages, yeah. Yeah, we obviously will send you text messages, and then, you know, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. And then if you see the longer box that has an arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would click and either type in your first and last name or copy and paste it. If you're typing the L and P, the first P in your last name, or capitalized, it's case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right or maybe below if you're on your phone. That does a few things. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log in, asking for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that screen now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but you'll also be able to log into your system maybe in a day or so. You can try it now, but I would probably, well, I mean, I'd be certain that it would say that, you know, there's an error message. We're still working on getting everything set up. As far as the username and password, though, that's contained in the welcome email. It looks like our system caught up and sent those emails out. You don't have to try it now, like I said, but your username, and you can't change your username because it is the same in our system as well, but we make it easy for you to remember and for us to access your information. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So 682-803-4177, that's going to be the username. It looks like the default password is TopYahoo, TopYahoo, all lowercase, no space. Again, that information is in your welcome email. You can change your password once you're able to access your tracking system, which you should be able to do in the next couple of days. You'll get a text and email letting you know when your tracking system is active. The other email that you got says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to look at it now, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up on it. About 6 months ago, Google made the process of getting PIN verified even a little bit more comprehensive. It never really was easy, especially for business owners, but they want to make sure that every business that's online, especially the ones on the first page, are real, actual, legitimate businesses that would answer the phone, provide the services listed when called. So any information, any photos that you can send our way, some is for your website, some is just to satisfy Google. But any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card, I know there's really no workplace, but Google's fine for service-based businesses to just snap a photo of the work vehicle where you park it when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
It is, okay. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but any information that you can send our way, there is a link on there, too, that you can use. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It looks like that you are still going to get a reminder email an hour prior to that that follow-up call. I'm also sending you right now a calendar invite. So your follow-up call is at 3. The reminder email will be sent out at 2. I sent you just now a calendar invite. It's really more for your records. It says local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include your username or phone number. That lets us easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. That really is the only email address that you need. And then, of course, when we do the client interview, you're going to get photos, photos@localsplash.com. And you can email the photos team directly if you want to. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. And it has been a real pleasure speaking with you. You've been friendly. You've been kind. You've been patient. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. And you have been very respectful here. I hope that I'm actually available and that 3 o'clock hour towards 3 o'clock when our technician's ready to call you. Certainly happy to say a quick hello to you.
All right. Now, so how quickly will this stuff be into effect?
Great question. So we are doing a lot of moving pieces. They all have their own kind of expected time frame. We expect your website to be up and active in about 5 to 7 business days, already online. Facebook, we're supposed to say 7 to 10 days, but my experience, it's usually 7 days or less, so it's about the same time frame as your website. So it happens very quickly. The PIN verification process through Google, I mean, that's on Google's time frame. We really request it immediately, and then Google takes care of it from there. It is usually through the U.S. Postal Service, but they are increasingly moving towards video verifications, which expedites the process. So that might be 5, maybe 10 business days at the most. But it does happen as quickly as possible. We certainly don't wait for anything to happen. We get everything going right away, get the website started, get the verification process going, get the directories up and running. We do expect you to see that return on investment in the first month, and every month after that, it's even better.
Okay. Now, you said there's no contract, so I'm guessing there's no cancellation fees or anything like that.
That is correct. Yeah, and it is. I don't know if you heard it, and I know it was breaking up a little earlier, but the voice verification did state that it is month to month. It is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved.
Okay. Got a little concerned. I was looking some stuff up on Better Business Bureau, and I saw a lot of negative stuff about y'all.
You know, yeah, and I don't know. Like I said, I used to work in client support, so I've seen people complain about any number of things, but, you know, I do know from experience you can stop at any time. We'll even refund your payment if you call us after it bills. So a lot of those reviews are kind of silly. I remember one time, and I spoke with this lady who 2 minutes later wrote one of our worst reviews. She was calling in just to get updates to her website, right? And I said, yeah, absolutely. We're happy to make those changes. You know, spent about a half an hour talking to her about what she wanted and photos and things like that. Right after I end the call, the automated system says, you know, thank you for requesting changes to your website. We'll get to them in the order received. She took offense to that. I mean, all that means is if somebody else made a request before you, we're going to get to them first. She writes a scathing review. I'm paying for it. Why should I have to wait for somebody else and blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. I'd give them 0 stars if I could. I don't know. I mean, people look for something to complain about more than reasons to be happy, I think, in this world. And I think that's unfortunate. I think you're going to be happy with the service if you give it an opportunity. I don't say this myself. I think it's hokey as heck. It's definitely corny. I've heard other pricing directors say, give us the first month. If you give us only 1% of your faith and trust, then that first month will earn the rest. I mean, it's true. You know, it just sounds a little silly. Kind of salesy, but I definitely know from experience, like I said, I've been with the company for over 11 years. I know that this service works. I have clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years in a couple of cases. So I definitely think that if you give it the opportunity to work, give it that first month, use your tracking system, you'll see exactly how well it works, and I think you're going to be pretty happy and keep the service long term.
All right. Well, give it a shot, see how it goes.
I appreciate that.
Hard to trust most places nowadays.
Well, I definitely understand that, but we definitely will do our job to earn your business, and we're excited to get to work on this.
All right, man. Well, sounds good. You said he'll give me a call here later at about 3 o'clock to continue
That's correct. Should be right at or maybe a couple minutes after 3 o'clock. Takes about a half an hour, that phone call. Okay?
All righty.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. I appreciate you. And you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Bye now.